Hi, everybody. Welcome to A-Plus English. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Joe. At least, I think I am. I'm not you. Like,
Did we switch bodies?
I don't think so.
I still feel
like me.
I'm Joe.
Oh, great. Now I'm confused already, and we haven't even started yet. Well, why don't you bring us up to speed on what's been happening?
Okay, so you guys remember, Mrs. Wong and Paige, still the same. They're still trapped in each other's bodies.
Mm-hmm.
What do? They
tried to run into each
other.
Didn't work.
And then Grandpa Wong suggests they go to a temple to find a Taoist priest.
Mm-hmm.
And the Taoist priest performs a ritual, but they're still trapped.
He tried the magic words. Magic words didn't work. Paige was understandably upset, and she started arguing with her mother again.
She said,
I don't want to be an old lady. Never say that to your mother. I don't care how angry you get. You don't say old lady together with your mom in any situation.
Or your grandma, actually.
Anybody. Any woman.
Actually, yeah.
Any woman at all. Guys, don't do it. Don't do it. Girls, don't do it either.
Yeah, so Grandpa Wong and Mr. Wong, they're beginning to think that, you know, this all happened for a reason,
yes.
You know? Everything happens for a reason, and they think that maybe it's because Paige and Mrs. Wong can't get along. Well, we're going to find out. Do you think that they're going to switch back?
I hope so. This is getting tense. This is getting, you know, everybody's on edge. Everybody's angry. Everybody's arguing. Let's hope they can get back to normal.
Meet the Wongs. Break the spell.
Mrs. Wong and Paige sit in the living room and think about what's been going on.
Do you think Dad is right?
It's possible. You know, it wouldn't hurt to talk about our problems.
We keep arguing because we don't understand each other enough.
I guess the change helped us realize a lot of things.
I didn't know a mother's job is never done.
It's not easy to be a teenager either. Times have changed. I'm sorry we had to learn this lesson the hard way.
If we ever change back, I'll be more helpful and less difficult.
I'll try not to be so hard on you. I can't help but worry about my children.
I know you mean well.
Mrs. Wong, Paige, rests her head on Paige's, Mrs. Wong's, lap, and they both fall asleep. Something magical happens, and their souls switch back to their original bodies. Mrs. Wong and Paige wake up in their beds and realize it was all just a dream.
Thank God it was just a dream. Keep, kept, kept. I kept telling you to be careful, but you didn't listen. I kept telling you to be careful, but you didn't listen. Realized. I didn't realize we were born in the same month. I didn't realize we were born in the same month. Lesson. I've learned my lesson. I won't do it again. I've learned my lesson. I won't do it again. Helpful. I'm very helpful, so let me know if you need anything. I'm very helpful, so let me know if you need anything.
Let's start off by setting the scene today. Mrs. Wong and Paige sit in the living room and think about what's going on. So they're finally going to have a think about this. Mr. Wong and Grandpa Wong, they've given them something to think about. Hopefully they're going to put some thought into it now.
Okay, so Paige, who is still stuck in Mrs. Wong's body, has thought about what Grandpa and Mr. Wong have said. She says, "Do you think Dad is right?"
And Dad hears the word right in combination with his own name, and he goes,
so happy.
Dads never get to be right, so he's probably very hopeful that he will get to say, "Told you so!" That's usually what the wife or the girlfriend or the...
likes to say.
Anybody else except Dad gets to say. She says, "It's possible. You know, it wouldn't hurt to talk about our problems." So she says, it wouldn't hurt to talk about our problems. It wouldn't hurt to do something. This is a phrase, and it doesn't mean hurt as in, ow, that hurt. It means, well, this is something we could do. It wouldn't be that difficult, and it might even help us out. It might help us to reach a solution or to figure out what's going on. So we often say, it wouldn't hurt to do something. But it doesn't have anything to do with, like, physical pain or injury. It just means this is a possibility. This is something we can do.
Yeah, and probably nothing bad will come of it.
Yeah, nothing bad will happen.
Yeah. So Mrs. Wong, who is really Paige, says, "We keep arguing because we don't understand each other enough." So the word keep is a verb, and it means to continue doing something or to do the same thing many times. For example, if you keep making the same mistakes, you aren't learning anything, right? Here is another example sentence. "I kept telling you to be careful, but you didn't listen." I kept telling you to be careful, but you didn't listen.
I've heard this example sentence before.
Yeah?
Many times, many times. But I keep hearing it again, so that, I guess I'm not learning.
No.
I'm learning now, though. I'm learning lots of things. Paige, who is really Mrs. Wong, try to keep up. Paige says, "I guess the change helped us realize a lot of things." If you realize something, it means some piece of knowledge. You come to know something. You gain some knowledge about something. Something you were not previously aware of. Now, we could say, "I didn't realize we were born in the same month." I didn't realize we were born in the same month. We could also say, like, "I didn't know."
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Know, realize. So we can use it in the same way.
So Mrs. Wong, or rather Paige, says, "I didn't know a mother's job is never done."
A mother's work is never done. We often hear that, too. It's a job that just keeps going and going and going. It's not a job you can ever leave. You never get a vacation. Not really, anyway. All right, Paige, who is really Mrs. Wong, she says, "It's not easy to be a teenager either. Times have changed." Okay, so now they're starting to understand each other more. They have learned. They have both learned. Mrs. Wong has perhaps learned, okay, it's not easy being a teenager. Now I understand my daughter. Paige has learned it's not easy being a mom. Now I understand my mom. So they're starting to kind of come around. Calm down.
And Mrs. Wong said times have changed, which means, like, you know, when she was younger, things were the same as how Paige is, like, living her life now.
No. Growing up now is not what it was like growing up 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Times have changed.
It's different. So Mrs. Wong, who is in Paige's body, says, "I'm sorry we had to learn this lesson the hard way." So a lesson is an experience, especially an unpleasant one, that somebody can learn from so that it does not happen again in the future. For example, maybe you decide you don't want to study for a test. You'll learn your lesson when you fail your test, right?
Definitely.
Here's another example. "I've learned my lesson. I won't do it again. I've learned my lesson. I won't do it again." Also, if you learn something the hard way, it means you learn through suffering or learning from the unpleasant consequences of mistakes. Let's take the situation in this article as an example. If Paige and Mrs. Wong, if they learned to be more understanding, they wouldn't have to switch bodies in order to find out what it was like to be each other, right?
That's right.
They're learning the hard way to appreciate each other.
That's right. They're definitely not doing it the easy way. Now Mrs. Wong, who is really Paige, says, "If we ever change back, I'll be more helpful and less difficult." If you're helpful, It means you're always helping people out. If they have some problems or just something they can't do by themselves, you come along and say, I'll help you do that. That means you're helpful. For example, I'm very helpful, so let me know if you need anything. I'm very helpful, so let me know if you need anything.
Okay, so Mrs. Wong in Paige's body says, I'll try not to be so hard on you. I can't help but worry about my children. So if you are hard on someone, it means you demand or ask a lot from someone. For example, if I ask Joe to give me 100 push-ups in 10 seconds.
No way.
Why?
That's just not possible. That's 10 push-ups a second. You're being too hard on me. Stop it.
It's almost impossible, right?
It's pretty much. It's very impossible. Do not ask me to prove that right now.
Fine, we'll let you go.
So hard on me all the time. All right, well, Paige, who is stuck in Mrs. Wong's body, says, I know you mean well. Mm. If you mean well, it means you do something, but you don't get the results, perhaps that you wanted, or perhaps it just doesn't turn out right. But your intention, what you wanted to do something good, but it didn't turn out very well. So if you mean well, you tried, but it didn't turn out the way you wanted it to. Or maybe something bad happened.
Yeah. Okay. So this is the end of the article, but there's still a few scenarios that we have to go through. Okay. So our next scenario is that Mrs. Wong, who is really Paige, she rests her head on Paige's, or who is really Mrs. Wong's lap. Okay. So Paige in Mrs. Wong's body is resting her head on Mrs. Wong, who is really Paige's body.
My head hurts.
Sort of. Anyways, something magical happens, and their souls switch back to their original body.
Okay, so we have the Disney ending.
So just in case you're unfamiliar with the word soul, it's part of a person that is not physical, which contains their thoughts and feelings. So our soul is like what's inside.
It's what's inside, and you can't really see it.
Yeah.
It's not like any organ or anything in your body. It's the part that we can't see. Now we have another scenario. We're ending with a whole bunch of scenarios. Mrs. Wong and Paige wake up in their beds and realize it was all just a dream.
It was a dream.
None of this really happened. So they had the same dream?
That's weird.
Both of them.
Wow.
They had a shared dream. I've heard of this.
Have you?
No, I haven't. No.
No.
This is the first time I've ever heard of this. But they both wake up in their beds and they realize that didn't really happen. It was all just right up here. It's what they saw when they were sleeping. That's an interesting story, though, and I bet it changed their lives. They're both going to wake up and say, ah, okay, I understand. I get it. Mrs. Wong, she understands her daughter now, and Paige understands where her mom is coming from when she's being hard on her, or if she's, you know, being a mom.
Yeah.
That's what moms do. That's what they're there for. That's how they show they care.
Yeah, exactly. So we've come to the end of today's article, but stay tuned because we still have our wrap-up.
So over the past couple of days, we've been learning a lesson the hard way along with Mrs. Wong and Paige. They had to actually switch bodies in order to understand where each other are coming from. Maybe Mrs. Wong kind of forgot what it's like to be a teenager. And teenagers, of course, always say that about their parents. I'm sure you said that to your parents. You don't know what it's like to be a teenager. You forgot. And they say, no, I didn't. I remember. It wasn't that long ago. It was only... That was a long time ago. Okay, maybe I need a reminder.
We must remember that times have changed.
Times have changed.
Yeah, like when we were a teenager, it's going to be so different compared to when you guys are a teenager.
Yes.
Or if you guys are already a teenager.
Yes.
Things are so different now.
Things are very different. For example, I am so old, I didn't even have the internet until I was a teenager. The internet, was not a thing until I was about 12 or 13 years old.
Oh, okay.
Most of you guys, when you were born, the internet was already there. You were probably using the internet by the time you were 2 or 3 years old. You were on your dad or your mom's lap clicking on the internet, and you knew it was just something that was always there. And of course, that changed everything about growing up. The internet.
What else did we grow up that we didn't have?
Video games have changed.
Phones.
No smartphones.
No, we only had the actual flip phones. Do you remember those flip phones?
We had giant dinosaur cell phones that were as big as a house. And if you looked ridiculous carrying it around, hello, yes, it was a brick. It was huge. And it was kind of hilarious, actually. So yes, times change, technology changes, and life changes right along with it. And if you have children someday, it will be different for them as well. And hopefully you'll remember the lessons we learned today and yesterday as well on Meet the Wongs. Well, that brings us to the end of the program for today. But please join us again next time for A Plus English. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Angeline.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Step by step.
Times have changed. Times have changed.
Things were different back then. Sometimes I feel like I can't keep up with the times.
Times have changed.
There are so many new things to learn about now. It's not easy to adapt to new things all the time, but it can be fun.
Times have changed.
Things were different back then. Sometimes I feel like I can't keep up with the times.
Times have changed.
There are so many new things to learn about now. It's not easy to adapt to new things all the time, but it can be fun.
I'm so flattered. I never knew you thought about me that way.
I'm so flattered. I never knew you thought about me that way.
Hello everyone, this is Celine. 如果被自己默默喜欢的人这个说也喜欢你啊，那这种感觉相信大家也觉得就是天助我也，天时地利人和这样。但是如果你被默默告白了，例如那个人跟你说啊，我真的蛮喜欢你的，这时候你可以怎么回应呢？我们可以这么说哦， I'm so flattered, I never knew you thought about me that way. I'm so flattered, I never knew you thought about me that way.我感到很高兴，我从来不知道你对我有意思。Flattered 就是觉得荣幸，觉得受宠若惊。诶，什么时候可以使用呢？例如你的朋友可能跟你说 ，Oh my God, Celine, I love your outfit， 我好喜欢你穿的衣服哦。这时候你就可以说 ，Thanks, I'm so flattered. Thanks, I'm so flattered. 谢谢你，我真的是受宠若惊啊。I never knew you thought about me that way. 这句话听起来这个很暧昧。我从来不知道你是这样想我的。That way 在这个状况呢，就是带有这个爱意或是仰慕之意的意思啦。就跟中文里的这个对谁有意思很像，就比较模糊，但是就是有暧昧的美嘛。那好啦，那我们再来复习一遍今天的句子哦。I'm so flattered. I never knew you thought about me that way.其实啊，这句话并没有表现出你喜欢还是不喜欢那个人，所以如果你还在纠结的话，哎，这句话可以先拿来缓冲一下啦。那小旭，我们下次见，拜拜。
I'm so flattered. I never knew you thought about me that way.
I'm so flattered. I never knew you thought about me that way.
Meet the Wongs. Meet the Wongs. Meet the Wongs. Meet the Wongs. Meet the Wongs.
Meet the Wongs. Break the spell.
Mrs. Wong and Paige sit in the living room and think about what's been going on.
Do you think Dad is right?
It's possible. You know, it wouldn't hurt to talk about our problems.
We keep arguing.Because we don't understand each other enough.
I guess the change helped us realize a lot of things.
I didn't know a mother's job is never done.
It's not easy to be a teenager either. Times have changed. I'm sorry we had to learn this lesson the hard way.
If we ever change back, I'll be more helpful and less difficult.
I'll try not to be so hard on you. I can't help but worry about my children.
I know you mean well.
Mrs. Wong, Paige, rests her head on Paige's, Mrs. Wong's, lap, and they both fall asleep. Something magical happens, and their souls switch back to their original bodies. Mrs. Wong and Paige wake up in their beds and realize it was all just a dream.
Thank God it was just a dream. Keep. 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 Kept. Kept. I kept telling you to be careful, but you didn't listen. I kept telling you to be careful, but you didn't listen. Realize. 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 Realized. Realized. I didn't realize we were born in the same month. I didn't realize we were born in the same month. Lesson. Lesson. I've learned my lesson. I won't do it again. I've learned my lesson. I won't do it again. Helpful. Helpful. I'm very helpful, so let me know if you need anything. I'm very helpful, so let me know if you need anything.